Mesechtes Baba Kama, Daf Vav, the top line on the Amid, and on Mishnah, Daf Bezim Nalav, we stated that Ba'av is a Zikin, and we spoke about Shor, Vabor, Vamav, Vahever, and of course we saw a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel as to the taich of Shor and Mava. According to Rav, Shor referred to the Hazekim of Karen, Shane, and Regel, and Mava referred to the Hazek of Adam, and according to Shmuel, Shor referred to Regel, and Mava referred to Shane, and of course, Bar and Hever, we know that Bar is referring to a pit, and Hever refers to the Hazek of Eish, and as the Gemara discussed, that although according to Shmuel, certainly Adam is not mentioned in this Mishnah, however, even Shmuel agrees that Adam and Mazik is included in our Perek, as the Mishnah on Daf Tesva Mabez discusses Adam when it discusses the Chamisha Mu'adin. And also keep in mind that there is no question that although our Mishnah mentioned Abba of Zazikin, but Ovis Michlal the Ikka Toldos, and the Gemara already went through various Toldos of Shor, Bar, Mava, and Heva, and we said that told the same Kiyetzaben aside for Treiris, which is not Kiyetzaben. And our Gemara begins by quoting from the end of our Mishnah, which stated that now that we know that Abba of Zazikin had Tzara Shavish Ben, the Tzara Shavu between these Abba of Zazikin is Shadak and Hazik, that the Derek to be Mazik, Ushmiras Lecha, you have responsibility to guard these items in order that they don't damage, Ushchizik Chava Mazik, Lusham Tashlumi Nezik, and when there's damage, then the Mazik is chayav to pay Tashlumi Nezik, and if the Mazik decides to pay using Kaka, he has to pay B'meitav Eretz, and he has to pay from Idias. And our Gemara begins, Lasuyi Mai, what are these words in the Mishnah coming to include, as it must not be coming to include Toldais, because the Toldais are already included, because the Mishnah stated that Ba'av Zazikin, and therefore obvious Mechlad the Ikka Toldais, and it must be coming to tell you that there's another type of Hezek that you may not know from one of these Hezekim, and we have to have a Tzadah Shavah in order to include that Hezek, and there's a Chiv and responsibility for a Mazik to pay if he damaged someone in that manner. And the Gemara will now bring four different cases. The reason why it'd be Chayiv is based on the Tzadah Shavah that we will learn from our Mishnah, and on Abaya, Abaya brings the first case, Lasuya Avna Sekinu Masoy, Shenichu Berish Gagoy, V'Naflu Berich Matsuya Vezikoy, that the Tzadah Shavah of our Mishnah is coming to include a case where Reuven took his stone, or he took a knife, or he took a package and he left it on top of his rooftop, and then it fell down, Baruch Mitzuyah, this Evan, the Sakin, or his Masa caused damage based on the Tzad HaShavah, Reuven is Chayiv to pay for that damage. And the Gemara asks, Hechidami, in this case of Abaya, what are we referring to? Iba had to cause the Kamaski, if the damage that was caused by this knife, or the stone, or the package was done while it was flying off the rooftop on the way down to land on the ground below, and it fell on a person and damaged that person, or it damaged someone's property, and therefore Reuven would be chayiv. The Gemara is Hainu Eish, that L'chira, we don't need a Tzad HaShavah to teach us this din, as this is exactly a Toldo of Eish, and as the Gemara explains, that L'maisa this fits into all the elements of Eish, as Maishna Eish, the Koyach Achim Rurubay, U'meinchush Miras Alecha, and as we characterized before, that the elements in order to be Mechayiv based on Eish is when the Hezek occurred through the Eish together and combined with the wind that took the Eish and moved it into another area, and Eish is considered like your money, and the Mazik had a responsibility to guard it. And if so, Haninami, in the case of Avnei Sakinu Masai, Shenichu Berish Gagoy, V'Naflu Baruch Mitzuyah, and if it was Behadit Chazli Kamaski, then certainly in that case, it's Koyach Achim Urban, you have the wind that pushed it off the rooftop, U'meincha, and it's considered your money, U'shmiras Lecha, and you have responsibility to guard it, and therefore you chay based on the Tolda Eish, and why would we need the Tzad HaShavah? Keep in mind, when we say the words Koyach Achim Urban, sometimes we mean that as a Chumrah and a reason why you should be responsible, and sometimes we mean as a Kula, that even though it has a Koyach Achim Urban, and you really didn't go and damage something, be a Dayim, as the wind had to combine with the Eish in order to go and damage something, but even so, the owner of the Eish would still be Chayiv and responsible. And the Gemara continues, Ve'ele Bosted Naichi, it must be that a Bayi is referring to a case where the Avnei Sakinu Masoy already landed and is already laying on the floor and is no longer in motion. And the Gemara is Idaf Grinu, and if it's talking about a case where Reuven was Mafka to Avnei Sakinu Masoy, so Bein Rav, Bein Shmuel, Hainu Bar, although there's a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel in Hamaniach on Daf Chof Chesam and Beis, Benigei a case where you're not Mafka an item, but where they were Mafka an item and it doesn't belong to you, then certainly all agree that this would be similar to Bar and it would be a Toldo Bar. We would not have to learn this out of a Tzad HaShavah. And as the Gemara explains, the reason why it's similar to Bar is because Maishna Bar, what are the characteristics and special elements that creates a Bar and that we categorize a Hezek as a Bar? A Bar is defined as something that was created and inherently at the time that it was created, it was immediately an obstacle and was immediately dangerous for an animal. In addition, it's considered your money and you have responsibility to guard it. And Hani Nami, Tchilas Asiyos L'Nezek, U'meinchush Miras L'Lecha, so L'Choyer by Avnei Sakinu Masoy, Asai, which is now on the ground, and you mafker it, so l'chir, it has the same characteristics of bar as the Tchilas HaSiyosel Nezek, at the point that landed on the ground, it was already inherent that it's a mazik, and it's something that can damage something, and it's considered your money regarding Hezek, and Reuven has a responsibility to guard it and make sure that no one gets damaged. And as Rashi explains in Dibur Maskel, Hainu Bar, the Chihechet Chiyuv de Bar, who Bishus Rabim Davi Havka, and just like the Avan Nizik of our bar is based on someone digging a bar in Rishus Rabim, which is Havka, Karamim Perak Shar Shanak Sapara, Shal Iske Kriyo Psycho Baloi, Avkal Takalosh Shivka Chayim, any Takal that you Mavka, you'd be Chayim on, to Hanami Tchil Sasios Nazik, to Havali Lastuke Adaita, to say Filippo Bruch Mitsuya, and even though over here, when the person actually placed this item and he placed his Avnei Sekinim Asoi on the top of his rooftop, it was not on the floor in Rishus Rabim, and L'chir, it wasn't Tchilas Asiyos HaNezek. However, Rashi explained, since when Reuven placed these items on the rooftop, he did so in a negligent manner, since a Ruach Mitzuyo could knock it off of the rooftop, therefore it's considered as if he placed it in the Rishus Rabim, therefore we do categorize it as Tchilas Asiyos HaNezek. And the Gemara continues, that in the Chanami, we would not need a Tzad HaShava for the case where a person was Mafka, his Avnei Sekinim Asoi, Elod Lev Grino, and Abai was telling us that in the case where you have Avnei Sekinim Asoi that falls off the rooftop and now is lying on the ground prior to Reuven being mafka the Avnei Sekinim Asoi, an animal comes and trips on the Evan, or he gets hurt by the sakin, or he trips on the package. And the Gemara is that this also can't be pshat in Abaya, because L'Shmuel D'Amah Kulam Yibayilu Manu Hainu Bar, according to the sheet of Shmuel that we will have on Daf Chaf Chesam Beis, that holds in the case you are not mafka a bar, and we still categorize this as a bar, and therefore you'd be chayy based on a tall little bar. L'Chiri, in this case, according to Abaya, how could he say that we have to learn from a Tzad HaShava, but Avnei Sekinim Asoi that is now lying on the ground and is no longer in motion, Reuven would still be chayy based on a tall little bar, and there's no reason to come on to the Tzad HaShava. And finally, the Gemara explains that Abaya is talking about a case, L'Olim Daf Karina, really what happened was that Reuven had his Evan Sekinim Asoi on the top of his gag, and it fell off Ruach Mitzuya, and Reuven was mafka his stone, and he was mafka his sakin and his masai, like domo the bar, and even so, we would not be able to learn it directly from bar, because malabosh can ink kachem urbai, that although it's true that a bar is shkin chlas asiyos lenezek, umencha shimras lecha, and over here, lechari, it seems to match all of those elements. However, if we only have the limit of bar, then we may say that in the case of a baya, we would not be mechayiv him, and we would explain that the reason why Reuven is chayiv when he makes a bar, that is because he actually dug the bar, and there's no other koyach, and there's no other force that's combined with his action, and therefore we would say that since he created the full hezek, so therefore he's chayiv. However, Taimer Bahani Shekoyach Achim Ruben, we would say by the case of Avnei Sekinim Asoi, although it's true, like Rashi said before, that Tchilas Asiyos LeNezek because Tavlo LeSukei Daitei the Soif Lipa Ruach Mitzuya, but ultimately without Ruach Mitzuya, it wouldn't have damaged anyone, and therefore it's not only based on Reuven's koyach, and it had to combine together with the wind in order to make this bar, and maybe in that case we would not be mechayiv Reuven. That is why Abaye says this is a case that we need a mamatzino, and we have to say Eish Techiach that we'll be able to bring a raya from the Hezek of Eish that we see that the Torah is mechayiv someone when his Eish is goes in his mazik someone, even in a case where the Eish only was able to damage someone based on a koyach achar and based on the wind that pushed the fire and it spread it to someone else's field or someone else's item, and therefore the same would apply by Avnei Sekinim Asoi, although it is the force of the wind that was combined with his action that he would still be chayiv. But Gemara asks on that side that he can't learn it directly from Eish because Mala Eish came back Leil Chlazik, and maybe the reason why the Torah is mechayiv someone for the Eish going and damage someone even though the wind was involved is because it's normal for it to travel, and while it's traveling and while it's still moving it's going to mazik someone. However, in our case, although it's true that it's normal for the Avnei Sekinim Asoi to fly off the rooftop based on Ruach Mitzuya, however as Rashi says the Avnei Sekinim Asoi would not mazik anything while it was traveling, but the Shor HaChama tripped over then, and it was already after it was stationary and it was lying on the ground that the Shor and the Chamar got damaged, and therefore maybe the Torah would not be mechayiv in this case. And of course, based on the Mamatzina, we would say Bar Techiach, that we'd go back to the Hezek Bar, and we'd say that even though Bar is not Dak Leil Chalhazik, that we still mechayiv you, and therefore in the case of Avnei Sekinim Asoi, you should still be chayiv, v'chazadin, and certainly we'll go back and ask that you can't bring mechayiv from Bar, as we stated, because Shekin in Koyach Achim Urboi, and it's in this case that Abaye states that we need the Mamatzina. The only way that we know that Avnei Sekinim Asoi Shenichah Breish Gagav V'Nafel Beruch Mitzuya and the person was Mafka the Avnei Sekinim Asoi, they still be chayiv for such a hezek is only from a Mamatzina by combining the Din Torah of Bar and the Din Torah of Eish, and that is what our Mishnah meant to include when it said Hatzad Hashav Shven Shadakel Hazek. mazik shmiras lecha u'shechizik kav hamazik l'sham teshlu nezek b'meitek va'aretz. Before we continue, let's point out when the Gemara stated elvlef gerinu, and the Gemara speaks about the sheet of Shmuel da'ama kulim berlu madnu, that when someone creates a hezek and he was not mafker, that it's learned from bar. But the Gemara does not speak about the sheet of Rav. And Rav argues on Shmuel on daf chav chesam beis, and he says that in the case of avnus akinim asoi, the lef gerinu, it would be compared to shar. And the Chayyur wanted the Gemara speak about this, and Tais already discussed this on Daf Gimel Beis, and he explained, because certainly according to Rav, the din of Avnus Akinim Asoi, in a case with Lev Karinu, is actually only known from Imam Mitzinu, and is actually learned both from Bar as well as Shar. Certainly the Gemara understood that a bias point of Lasuya Avnus Akinim Asoi, Shenich Beresh Gagav, Benaflu Beruch Mitzuya Vezikai, in a case where it was Lev Karinu, that certainly would work out with Rav, as certainly we would have to learn it from Mitzad Shava, from the Chiv that we find by Bar, as well as the Chiv that we find regarding Karen, which is referred to as Shar. And Ayin Taisis on top of Daf Gimel Beis, Mishari Lamandu, where he discusses this point. And also keep in mind, as we learn through these Gemaras, and according to Rav, that L'chari in this case, we had to learn from Mamatzinu or Bar and Karen, and according to Shmuel, we're learning out from Mamatzinu between Bar and Eish, and the Rishayim discuss, would you have the Dinam of Bar and Eish regarding this case? For example, since we know L'gabi Bar, that there's a Miut, and that the only time they chai for Bar is when you damage a Shar and Chamara, but not if you damage an Adam or Kalim, would we then say that since the only way that we know that Avnus Akinim Asoi Shenich Beresh Gagav Benaflu Beruch Mitzuya and you were Miayish and it was Mazik that you are Chayiv is from the Din of Bar, so maybe the only Chayiv would be on Shar and Chamar and not on Kalim and not on Adam? And similarly, since you learn it from Eish as well, and Eish is Pater by Tamun, so maybe in this case you'd be Pater by Tamun as well and Ayin Birshainim. And finally, as we mentioned on Daf Gimel Beis from Taisis, that although the Gemara says B'digay Bar and B'digay Eish, that's considered your money. But the mice in the case where you mafka the bar, then it's definitely not considered your money. Therefore, as Taisa says, b'negei bar, lav dafka gai bar, that's not considered your money. B'negei bar, de lav memainu, v'chein gabi eish, de pshita dem hidla kadesh shachaveir b'eish, l'achar de chayim. That certainly if someone uses the eish that someone else created, and he goes and lights up a person's pile of tua, that certainly the person that lit up the tua would be chayim, even though it's not mamish his fire. And some explain what the Gemara says, memaincha, it doesn't mean mamish that's his money. It just means that Tayr Asa Kiulu Bishusai. And our Gemara continues, Rava Amar, Rava brings a second case in which, in order to be Mchayiv a person for this Hezek, would have to come on to the Tzad Shava, and that's why the Mishnah that pays him now brought a Tzad Shava. And Rava explains, Lasuya Bar Miskalga Bragli Adav Ragabahima. This is referring to a case where someone created a bar, and then that bar was moved in Rishus Rabim by the feet of a person or by the feet of Behema, and it was done unintentionally. And as Rashi brings an example, Gugay Niniach Evan Rishus Rabim, if Reuven placed a stone on Rishus Rabim, and that was considered a bar, over Oidim Mkaim Aleyazika, and while it was in that spot, it wasn't Mazik anything, the Gilgul Ragli Odom Behema Lamakam Acher, and then unintentionally, someone kicked it, or Behema kicked it to another spot, and Vezika Sham, and it caused damage in that place, and that's why we need the Mamatzin around Mishnah. And once again, the Gemara goes through a similar Chashbin Hechidami, what are we referring to? Edaf Grinu, if we're talking about a case where he was Mafka to Evan, so Bein Rab, Bein Shmuel, Haidu Bar, both according to Rab and Shmuel, this is bar, so Maishna Bar, by the Evan that you placed in Rishus Rabim, it also has the same elements as Tchilas HaSiyos L'Nezek and Shmiras L'Lecha, and therefore, why would you not be Chayiv? It's certainly a Tal Dar Bar. Just to point out, this Gemara doesn't say the Lashon U'Meincha B'Tzarech Bia. The Gemara continues, El Leaf Grinu, and if you can tell me that Reuven was never Mafka the stone, so L'Shmuel D'Amakulim B'Reilu Manu, Hainu Bar, according to Rav, as we stated from Taisis, then certainly we could learn that from Mamatzinu, as you learn from Bar and Shar, but according to Shmuel, that says that this would still be categorized as bar, and we learn it directly from bar, so why would we need a Mamatzinu? The Gemara answers, Lo'ilun Daf Grinu, really we're talking about a case where Reuven was mafka the stone, v'lein darin l'bar, and even so, you would not be able to learn it directly from bar, and we need a Mamatzinu, because Malab Bar Shekim Maisa Garmaloi, Tayim Bahani Shekim Maisa Garmaloi. In this case, if someone wanted to say that since you chayiv by bar, therefore you chayiv by this Eben that was in the Skalgal, we may say that the reason why the Torah is mechayiv someone by bar is because when Reuven created the bar, he caused the entire hezek, and there was no other force and no other assistance that was needed. However, in our case, where the bar was miskalga b'ragli adam v'ragli behima, so when Reuven placed down the bar and he placed the Evan into Rishus Rabim, it did not cause any damage in that spot, and the only way it caused damage is only by adding a force and adding assistance as it had to be kicked by the behima or by the adam, and it was only at that point that it actually damaged someone, so we may think that Reuven won't be chayiv based on bar alone. Therefore, we have to come on to Mamatzinu, and we would say, Shoyer Chiyach, that since we see that Torah is mechayiv a person for the damage that's caused by a shor, and as Rashi says, she'im ma'isa bailum garm or hezek elam emoyne hezek. Although the bailum did not cause the hezek, and his mammon was what damaged someone, and we still see that teres mechayiv you, and therefore the same would be done by an eved that was miskalga bragle under bragle behema, that you'd also be chayiv if you respond to me that you can't learn directly from shor because malashor she came dak leil chazek. That maybe the reason why the teres mechayiv b'negei shor is because it's normal for a shor to travel, and while it's traveling, it'll go and be mazik something. However, in our case, where the stone actually came to rest and it was already no longer in motion at the time they damaged someone, so maybe you would not be chayiv. Therefore, the Gemara says that we also have to come on to bar as well, and bar techiach, and we'll be able to bring a proof from bar that even though a bar damaged something without being dakalel chayazik, that the chayiv is still mechayiv you, and therefore you would still be chayiv by the case of an evan that was niskalgal and then came to rest. However, of course, if you can only learn from bar, we would have the original question that benegia bar shekim ma'isa garmloi toim b'hanish im ma'isa garmloi, and you can't learn directly from bar because that didn't learn rizek rizek, and therefore zok rava that the only way that we know that bar miskalgal baragel adam baragel behima is chayiv is only based on ma'amitzinu from bar and shar together. And before we continue, the Shita Mekubetzes just points out that previously when we learned the ma'amitzinu in the case of Abaya, we said we learned it from bar and ish, and over here the Gemara says in the case of rava that we learned from bar and shar. In rava's case, we could have learned it from ma'amitzinu from bar and ish as well. We could have stated ish techiach she'in ma'isiv garmloi. And the Shita brings from Rabbeinu Yeshaya that the reason why we actually speak about shar and not about ish is mishum shehu rishon b'mishnah v'pasha, as shar is mentioned first in our mishnah as well in the pasha and mishpatim. That's why we'd rather learn from ma'amitzinu or bar and shar. However, in Abaya's case, certainly we couldn't bring from shar, as the case of bar would not have been responsive to the Gemara's point that malabosh king in koyach achem urba toim b'hanish koyach achem urban. And therefore, in Abaya's case, we specifically had to bring from the case of ish. The Gemara continues. Rav Adi Bahava, Rav Adi Bahava actually brings a third case where we would not be able to learn directly from one of the other Sinzikin, and we would have to learn from ma'amitzinu that the mazik is chayiv. He says when a mishnah said hatzal shavshpen, that's lasuya hodatanya, that's come to include the following case of the brisa, and the brisa states call ilu sharmu paiskim b'sein v'gar from arisein. Then all those cases where the chacham gave rishus to a person to divert their pipes of sewer water and to empty their septic tanks into rishus rabim, and the brisa tells us b'meisachama in lam rishus, that the chacham did not give them this permission during the summer months where the roads are clear. Therefore, by placing their dirt and their fertilizer into rishus rabim, they are being mekalkal the rishus rabim, and as Rashi says, b'peishu rechayiv nov who mekalkloi. Well, the brisa tells us b'meisach shamim yesh lam rishus, during the winter months they do have rishus to go and empty out their fertilizer and their disgusting waste into the rishus rabim. As Rashi says, al meisach shamim shavrechayiv smulchaches yesh lam rishus, since during the winter months the roads are in any way impassable and they're very dirty, therefore the chacham gave them the right and allowed people to empty out their waste into rishus rabim. However, afal pishu rishus, even though bezdin and the chacham allowed them to go and empty out their waste into rishus rabim, however, im hezikoi, if this waste actually damages a shor or a chamor while it's walking and it trips over this waste, then chayav l'shalim, the owner would be chayav to pay. And in this case, zakra b'adababa, the only way that we know that the owner is chayav to pay is based on the ma'amitzinu. And the Gemara now goes through this cheshbon as well. Hey chidami, what are we referring to? Iba had to cause limaski, if the case was that Reuven was throwing out this waste into the rishus rabim, and while it was still in the air, it fell on an animal and it damaged the animal, or fell on a beged and damaged that beged, then we don't need the ma'amitzin of our mishnah as koichahu, as he would be chayiv based on a tolda of Adam. And as we stated that according to Rav, Mav is Adam, and even according to Shmuel, Hezek of Adam is already mentioned on the Tes Vavim Beis. Therefore, there would be no need to teach us Hatzad Shalshaben to teach us this case in our mishnah. The Gemara continues and once again says, Alabasad Naich, and if you're talking about a case where this fertilizer and this waste already went through Shus Rabim and already came to rest and is no longer in motion, so Hechidami, what are we referring to? If he was Mafkut, Bein Rabin, Shmuel had a bar, then according to Rav and Shmuel, then you don't have to learn from ma'amitzinu, as this is a total bar, as we explained. This fits into all the elements of bar, as we explained before, that ma'ishna bar, the tchilas asiyas al-nezek, u'meinchel shmiras alecha, hayinami tchilas asiyas al-nezek, u'meinchel shmiras alecha, el-lefgrinu. So you're going to tell me that the case is, we will not mafker this waste, so Shmuel, the amakulim barilamanu, hayin a bar, once again, according to Rav, and certainly this could be the case of the Mishnah, as we'd have to learn it from a ma'amitzinu between Shara and bar. However, according to Shmuel, even though Ruvi was was not mafka to waste, it's still considered and categorized as bar. If so, we would not have to learn it from the Mamatzino, and why would the Mishnah state Hatsada Shavshapen, etc.? And the Gemara therefore says, La'ilm dafkunu, really we're talking about a case where Ruvu was mafka his waste. Even so, we could not learn it from bar because Vloidomi bar, as it's not similar to the bar, as Malabar, Shekin Shaloi Bashus, Taim Bahani Bashus, as if someone should say that since the Torah is Mechayev someone on the bar, therefore they should be Mechayev in this case, we could respond that the reason why the Torah was Mechayev by bar is because you had no Rishus to make that bar in Rishus Rabbim. And over here, since the Chacham said you have Rishus to divert your waste into the Rishus Rabbim, so maybe in this case you would not be Chayev, and that's why we couldn't learn directly from bar, and that's why we have to come on to our Mametzino, and as we continue on that Vavim Beis, that Shor Yechiach will be able to prove to you that although a Shor has the right to walk in Rishus Rabbim, and as Rashi says, Shor Rishus Bezdu Mahav Rishus Rabbim, Shor Yikol Adim Yishu Rishus Bekach, even though the Shor has permission to walk in Rishus Rabbim, if he's Mazik something, then he'd be Chayev. Therefore, the same would apply with a person diverted his sewer water based on the Rishus Bezin, they'd still be Chayev. Once again, the Gemara explains, but you can't learn directly from Shor, because Malashar Shkin Dakar Leil Chalazik, one could question that maybe the only time the Torah was Bechayev you is B'degei Shor, because it's being Mazik while it's traveling. However, since this wastewater already came to rest and is no longer traveling and is not being Mazik something while it's traveling, maybe the Torah was not Mechayev you, and therefore, Bar Techiach, we have to also learn this from Bar, that although Bar is not going and it's not traveling and still Chayev, therefore, in a case where the wastewater is now settled in Rishus Rabbim, you're still going to be Chayev, because Adin, and once again, we won't be able to learn directly from Bar, as we stated on Amin Aleph, King Shaloi Bishus, Taim Bahadi Bishus, and therefore, we have to come on to Mametzino, and the only way that we know, in the case of the Braiso, where a person diverted his wastewater into Rishus Rabbim, Bishus Bezin, and Afal Pishar Bishus, and Mizika Chayov and Shalim, that we know only from Mametzino, from Bar and Shar together. And before we continue, let's go back to Taisus on Davav Menalf, where he is. The Gemara just stated that from Bar we will not be able to learn Shekein Shalei Bishus, Taim Bahadi Bishus, and therefore we'll be able to prove from Shar that although Shar is there Bishus, they're still going to be Chayim. And Taisus is, Vim Taima, according to Shmuel, that Tana Shal Raglai, that Shar is coming to teach us the din of Regal and not teaching us the din of Karen, Heche Kam Shar Yechiach, to Bishus Chayim, for Regal Im Chayim, or Bishus Anizik, Visham Eglon Rishus. That certainly, since we know that the only time you Chayim for Regal is only the Rishus of the Nizik and not the Rishus Rabbim, so certainly you don't have the Rishus to be there. And how could Gemara say that that would be a proof in our case where you do have Rishus? Taisus says, Ein Chanami, when the Gemara says Shar Yechiach, it is not coming to teach you from a standard case of Regal, Kagoin Shahalch Bishus Rabbim, Behitis, Behizib Bishus Yachud, the Chayiv, Kedarmin Lakamon, and it's talking about a case where the animal was walking in Rishus Rabbim, and he had a right to be there, and it was Rishus Bezin to be in Rishus Rabbim, and then he kicked a pebble, and that went into Rishus Yachud, and it was Mazik, and therefore, in that case, certainly you'd be Chayiv. And the Gemara continues with its fourth case, and Ravina, Amar Ravina states, when our Mishnah said that we required Tzadah Shava, is Lesuya Hadatnan, it's coming to include the following Mishnah, as the Mishnah states in Bab Mitzia and Afkuv Yedzayan Abayz, HaKoysel Ve'ilon Shenoflu Rishus Rabbim Ve'ziku, that if a person owned a wall or had a tree in his Rishus and it fell into Rishus Rabbim without any warning, and then prior to him having the opportunity to clear it away, and someone or something got damaged, the owner would be potter. And as Rashi Maseches Bab Mitzia says, the Mai Havelil Mevid Onesu, that this is considered a full-fledged Oinus. However, Nosen Lo Yizman Lokutz HaSe'ilon V'Lisas HaKoysel, if Bezin sent inspectors and the inspectors saw that the wall or this tree was weak, they warned the owner Ruvain to cut down the tree or to break down the wall. And once again, v'naflu b'teches man v'ziku pato, and if it fell down during that time frame and before Bezin's time frame was up and before the deadline, then Ruvain would be pato, because once again he didn't have responsibility yet to cut it down or to break down the wall. But la'achas man chayiv, but if it fell down after that time frame, and certainly Ruvain would be considered a pesheya, and therefore Ruvain would be chayiv for any damage that this wall or this tree causes. And Ravina says that in regard to this case of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah had to say that we had to learn this hezek from a mametzino and from a tzadah shavo, and that's the reason why you'll be chayiv. And the Gemara asks, hechidami, what are we referring to? Ida afkrei, if it's talking about a case where Ruvain was mafkar the wall or the tree, so bein l'rav, bein l'shmuel, haynu bar, that both according to Rav and according to Shmuel, it would be considered a toldo bar, since this fits into the elements of bar, there would be no requirement for the tzadah shavo. And the Gemara explains that ma'ishna bar the zeken matzu shmiras alecha, haynami zeken matzu shmiras alecha, just like the Torah mechayiv someone that creates a bar, and it's a zeken matzoi, and he has responsibility to guard that someone doesn't get hurt. And hani nami a zeken matzoi shmiras alecha by the kaisel and ilon. Once they fall into the rishus rabim, then it's matzoi that an animal will trip and will get hurt because of this wall and because of the tree. And Reuven Ovid has a responsibility to prevent this damage, and therefore he would be chayiv, and l'chari would be able to learn this din directly from Bar, and you wouldn't have to come on to a mamitzinu. And Rashi explains, Maishta Bosh, Kinezeka Matsu, Shederach Shenefelin Shambhemis, that's normal for animals to fall into a Bar. And Rashi is that previously we stated that regal is considered a Zeka Matsu, and Bar is not considered a Zeka Matsu, and Rashi says, La Pechri, the Bar is Zeka Matsu, Aval in a Matsu called Kaki Regal, Shekal Shah, he Malaches. And certainly when comparing Bar and regal, then regal is certainly much more matzoi because an animal is consistently walking through Rishus Rabim and potentially be mazik someone. But in general, we still consider a bar to be considered a zeka matzoi as it's very shayach that an animal fall into a bar and get hurt. And keep in mind, although up until this point, when speaking about the elements of bar, we always spoke about a bar that tchilas asiyos l'nezek, but as the Gemara will say, that certainly as compared to the case of Kaisal and Ilan shenaflu Rishus Rabim, in that case, the tchilas asiyos was not l'nezek. The Gemara therefore continues, idle afkrenu, and if you can tell me the case is, where Ruvu is not mafka, stones of the Kaisel or the Elon once it fell down, once again, Lefi Rav, this would no longer be Shver, as definitely that could be the case that the Mishnah is talking about, as the way we would know Yechayiv is based on the Mamatzinu from Shar and Bar. However, the Gemara now is, L'Shmuel da'ama kulimi b'ilamadnu, but according to Shmuel, that says, in the case where you're not mafka, it is still considered like Bar, and it's considered a told of Bar, so Hayna Bar, then we don't have to come out to Mamatzinu, and you can learn this din from the standard din of Bar. And the Gemara once again says, really, we're talking about a case where Reuven was mafka the Kaisel and the Ilan, and even so, you would not be able to learn the din that if someone has a Kaisel and the Ilan, that he'd be chayiv l'shalim directly from the din that says in the Torah that a person is chayiv on his bar. And the reason is because, of course, it doesn't meet the exact elements of the din of bar, as Malabash can chilis asiyos l'nezek, tayim bahani she'in chilis asiyos l'nezek, as maybe the only time that the Torah is mechayiv you is in a similar case of bar, where originally when Reuven created the bar, it immediately was in a position to be mazik. However, as Rashi says, when Reuven built this wall or he planted the Elon, lo yehoyel nezek, it wasn't inherently an item that could have been mazik, as at that point it was standing into the Rishus and did not yet fall into Rishus Rabim, and maybe in that case the Torah was not mechayiv you, therefore you can't learn directly from bar. And if you can tell me Shor Yechiach, then let us learn this din from Shor, that the time that the Shor is born, its original purpose is not to be mazik someone, and we see that the Torah is mechayiv you, and therefore the same din should apply by a kaisel Elon shenaflu Rishus Rabim. But the Gemara says you can't learn directly from Shor either, as Matlishosh came to Akar Leilach Lahazik, that potentially the only time the Torah is mechayiv you is, for example, by the case of a Shor, where it's normal that while it's traveling, it'll be mazik something. But over here, in the case of the Kaisel Elon, since it's only going to be mazik something once it already is on the ground, at that point it's no longer in motion, so maybe the Torah is not mechayiv you. Of course, we'd have to prove that this is not the case from Bar and Bar Techiach, because Adin, and that's why we need the Mamatzinu, and the way that we know this din of Kaisel Elon Shenaflu Rishus Rabim, that if you wait a long enough time after Bezim warns you to remove this obstacle and you don't do so, that you're going to be chayiv, is based on a tzad shava from a combination of Shor and Bar together. And keep in mind, although we just brought four different cases, but l'chari there is no nafkamina between these four amirayim, as all would say, and then all four cases, there would be a chayiv for the mazik to pay. And just a question as to the case that a mishnah is talking about that we required a mamitzinu. However, ayin Rabbeinu Chananel, that he says, b'kayim alon karavino de basrahu, and and the Gemara continues to quote from Mishnah that when discussing the Tzad HaShav of the Mishnah, the Mishnah stated that in regard to all the Abba of a Sezikin, that once they are mazik someone, then the one who damaged is chayiv to pay. And the Gemara will now discuss the grammatic usage of the word chav. As the Gemara states, chav mazik, why does the Mishnah say chav mazik, which is mashma, that someone else will be chayiv based on the mazik's action, but it should say chayiv mazik in Boyle, that the mazik himself is chayiv. And I'm Rabbi Yudam Rav. Rabbi Yudam says the name Rav. Hi Tani Yushalmihu. Tani who authored our Mishnah was from Yushalayim. The Tani Lishna Klila, and it was the method of people in Yushalayim writing in a way that was shorthand, and it was normal for them to leave out Yuds and make it shorter and write Chav instead of Chayiv. And in Tez Dibu Maskel Chav Chayiv Mi Boile B'Shad Duchtin Loi Daikachi Kagoyin In Chav La'odim El Vafana V'Tayfus Machayiv Makam Shechav Lachirim. The Gemara doesn't ask this question in other places, even when using a Lashon of Chav. And Tez explains the Hasam Leshayach Lashon Chiyuv El Lashon Chayva. Over there, it's not shayach, a lashon that he's obligated, but it's a lashon that someone else will be obligated, and therefore lashon chav actually makes sense. And the Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah, l'shalom tashlumi nezek b'meitav aretz, and the mazik is chayv to pay idis, and the Gemara will bring a machlikas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, how to understand our Mishnah. And the Gemara brings a braisa, Tanur Rabbanon, the pasuk states in Pashas Mishpatim, ki yav ish sadoi kerem v'shilachs b'iroi u'b'er b'sadei achar, meitav sadeo, meitav karma yishalim. We learn out, meitav sadeo shal nizek, meitav karma shal Mishnah Nizek to Rabbi Shmuel. At this point, the Havamina Gemara is that Rabbi Shmuel learns that the pasuk is telling us that if Reuven's animal damages the field of Shimon, as it states, Ubiya b'steyacher, the meter sedeh or meter kamei shalim, Reuven would actually have to pay from the best of the field of Shimon and from the best portion of the vineyard of Shimon. And right now, the Gemara thinks that if Reuven's animal eats from the worst of Shimon's crops, and for example, it only ate one row of produce, and that row of produce was only worth $100, and even so, the Torah's Mechadish does, Reuven has to pay Shimon back based on the best of Shimon's crops. And for example, if Shimon has a row of crops in his field that is worth $500, then Reuven would actually have to pay Shimon $500. Rice continues, Rabbi Kiva Imer, Rabbi Kiva states, that the pasuk is not coming to be machba on you, that you have to pay more money than you actually damage. But the pasuk is telling you, although certainly in that case, Reuven would only be chayav to pay Shimon $100, but if Reuven decides to pay Shimon back using kaka, then he has to pay him back using the best of Reuven's kaka, and he has to pay him back with grade A kaka and with idius that he has, and not with his bainness or his zibiris. And Rabbi Kiva adds in the kavachemel hegdish, and this would be a kavachemel to a case by hegdish. And as Rashi says, mefarash l'kamon, we will actually explain this later on at the bottom of Daf Vav and Beis, and we will discuss this when we learn Daf Zayin. And the Gemara now asks that you're telling me that according to Rabbi Shmuel, even though Reuven's animal only damaged $100 of produce of Shimon, that he still has to pay $500. And Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel, Ach Shmeinu Mishalim Shmeinu, if the animal eats better produce, then he'll have to pay better produce, then he'll have to pay $500. And Ach Kachusha, and if the animal eats $100 worth of produce, Mishalim Shmeinu, he'll still have to pay $500. Lechor, that doesn't make any sense. And I even taste we bring two different pshatim. Pirish, Bishleim Ach Shmeinu Mishalim Shmeinu. I understand that if he ate $500 worth of produce, he should pay $500. Ela Ach Kachusha, my Mishalim Shmeinu, how could it be if Reuven's animal only ate $100 worth of produce, they'll have to pay $500 of produce? Inami Hachipusha, Kivin de Bishmeina, in Mishalim El Shmeina, Kemisha Hizik, Blakensil, and Shalim Yesu Masha Hizik. Since if Reuven's animal eats the best of Shimon's produce and he eats $500 of produce, you don't knas Reuven and he doesn't have to pay more than his animal ate. Therefore, why would you think that if he ate $100 worth of produce and that was the worst of Shimon's crops, they would have to still pay $500? They'll have to pay based on the best of Shimon's crops. And why would it be in that case we would knas him? And the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Yehuda bar Avin. Rav Yehuda bar Avin explains, the case of Shmuel is in a situation that Reuven's animal ate a row in Shimon's field. In this case, the Torah's Mechadish tells us that since in this case you have a suffix as to what Reuven's animal ate, and you're not sure if he ate from the weaker produce of Shimon's field or from the best produce, therefore the din is that Reuven would have to pay based on the best produce, and instead of paying $100, since he's mesupik, you'd have to pay $500. But Rava still says, since if we would know that Reuven's animal definitely ate $100 worth of produce, he certainly would only pay $100. And if so, do you think that now that we have a suffix, if Reuven's animal ate chusha or he ate shmeina, then he'd have to pay shmeina? Certainly we have a klal that meitzi mechaveir ol v'raya, and since Shimon is the meitzi from Reuven, so therefore if Shimon wants to be paid $500, he would have to bring a raya that Reuven's animal ate $500 worth of produce. But if he can't bring a raya, then certainly Reuven should only have to pay $100. And because of this question, the Gemara will now change its understanding as to what Rabbi Shmuel holds. And certainly Rabbi Shmuel is masking that if Shimon can only prove that he had $100 of damages, then Reuven would only have to pay the value of $100. And the only question is, if Reuven wants to pay Shimon using kaka, then what quality kaka does Reuven have to pay to Shimon? And the Gemara states, Elam Rav Acha Bar Yaakov explains, Hachamai Iskinon, that the case weird as machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva is talking about a scenario, Kagoyin Choyse Idiot to Nizik, Kizibaris to Mazik. And Reuven, who is the Mazik, had three fields, and he had a field that was class A, class B, and class C, or as we defined it, Idiot, Bainus, and Zibaris. Shimon also, for example, had three different fields, and he had a field which was his Idiot and his best field, but that was only class C, and then he had class D and class E fields as well. And therefore, in this case, the Idiot of the Nizik, meaning the class C field of the Nizik, was of the same quality as the worst field of the Mazik and of Reuven's fields, and of a Hapligi, and the Machlik is between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva as follows. Rabbi Shmuel sub Nizik Sheminon. Rabbi Shmuel holds that when Reuven comes to pay Shimon, we only have to pay him a class C field, because that's the best type of field that Shimon is used to. And Rabbi Kiva sub bin Mazik Sheminon. Rabbi Kiva holds that we look at the best field of the Mazik, and since the Mazik has a field which is class A fields, then when the Mazik comes to pay Shimon, he has to pay him from his own best fields, and he has to pay him from class A, even though Shimon doesn't even have any class A sadais. And the Gemara continues, my time with Rabbi Shmuel, that what is pshat in the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel, really the Gemara is bothered because the pasuk says ubiya b'steacher that meitu sde or meitu karmo yishalim, and the pashas the pasuk is telling us that when the mazik comes to pay, he has to pay from his meitav of his sada or his meitav of his vineyard. In the chayru it's mashma like Rabbi Kiva that you pay from your idyas and not from the idyas of the nizik. The Gemara says that nemes sada l'matav and nemes sada l'maylo, that since it says ubiya b'steacher and also says meitu sde, we have a gzeira shavu between the sada that says at the beginning of the pasuk and it says b'steacher, which is referring to the sada of the nizik. Therefore, when the pasuk says sadeo, when it's talking about paying to the nizik, it's telling us that you should pay the nizik based on the meitav of the nizik's field. And as the Gemara states, mas sada amur l'mayla the nizik, af sada amur l'mata the nizik. Both terms sada in the pasuk refer to the sada of the nizik. And hayin Rashi diva maskel af sada amur l'mata shel nizik v'hachi kamakra. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, the way to understand the pasuk is shim yesh l'mazik kaka doimel idyot the nizik. If Reuven, who was the mazik, has kaka which is similar to the idyot of nizik, and even if Reuven has better fields than that field, still Yishalim Le'yemena shared made this guy, then according to Rabbi Shmuel, Reuven would only have to pay based on the best quality of Shimon and of Nizik's lands, and not based on his own best quality lands, although his lands may be better than Shimon's lands. As we explained, Reuven would pay Class B Sadais, and he would not have to pay a Class A Sada. And now that we have Gzeir Shava, so the Gemara asks Rabbi Kiva, the Lemaisa we have the Gzeir Shava, so what is he going to do with the word Sada? And Rabbi Kiva states, Meitu Sdeo, Meitu Kama Yishalim, Tehech to Kama Yishalim, that since it tells us first in the pasuk they are paying based on the mazik's field, therefore, as Rashi explains, Rabbi Kiva holds le'osik zir shava v'akel le'kra, that a zir shava can come and be oikod a pasuk which is mefurish, which tells you to pay based on the main mazik. And the Gemara continues, and once again, the answer Rabbi Shmuel, that l'chayr Rabbi Kiva is right, that since it's mefurish in the pasuk that you can pay with the main mazik, then l'chayr how could the zir shava now come and tell us not like that? And the Gemara explains that hanik zir shava v'hanik kra, that according to Rabbi Shmuel, we actually make use of the zir shava and we still have the ability to learn the pasuk the way it's stated, and therefore the gzeir shava is not being oikud a pasuk, and therefore we could learn the gzeir shava. And as the Gemara explains, the gzeir shava could come, you know, the gzeir shava teaches us, as we stated before, that if you have a scenario where your idyos of the nizik is kizibaris the mazik, that be the nizik shaminon, and even though the mazik has a field which is class A, mazik would still only have to pay back the nizik from his class C field, because that is the best of the sadis of the nizik. Now hanikra and the pasuk comes to teach us could go into isli the mazik idyos vizibaris in a case where the mazik has class A and class C fields, and as some agrees for idis the nizik leshavya ki idis the mazik, and the best field of the nizik is not as good as the idis of the mazik. The ziburis the mazik leshavya ki idis the nizik, and the ziburis of the mazik is not equal to the idis of the nizik. And for example, and in order to make this simple, so the mazik had class A and class C sadais, and the nizik only had class B sadais. And we now have a question as to what the mazik should pay. The mazik will taina that if I would be shaminam but the main nizik, so the mice of the nizik only has class B sadeis, and I shouldn't have to pay him back class A sada, because that's better than what he actually owns, and therefore I should be able to pay him back class C sadeis. And the nizik claims that you can't give me a class C sada either, because I don't own any class C sadeis, and I have a class B sada, and you should have to give me at least a class B sada, and therefore you should give me your class A sada. Rabbi Shmuel therefore explains that that is why the pasuk says meitu sadeo meitu kama yishalim, that in this case you would have to pay based on the main mazik, since Reuven doesn't own a similar sada to the sada of Shimon, and he doesn't own any class B sadas, therefore Reuven has to pay his class A sada to Shimon, even though Shimon only owns class B sadas. And as the Gemara says, that Reuven can't say to Shimon, you only have a right to take from my class C sadas, but as we explained, in this case, Reuven would be responsible to pay from his class A sadas to Shimon, even though Shimon doesn't own any class A sadas. As Rashi explains, that since the class C sadeis of Reuven is not as good as the class B sada that Shimon owns, therefore he can't pay him back the field that is less of a quality that Shimon already owns. And keep in mind that according to the way that we learned in Hamina, it came out Rabbi Kiva was actually more makel than Rabbi Shmuel. According to the Maskana Sagmara, it comes out Rabbi Shmuel was more makel than Rabbi Kiva. If you do Maskana, you have to plug it into the memory of Rabbi Kiva in the Brisa that states, and we will stop over here.